Yeah, okay. So we've been waiting for Sam to lose all week to have the first, like, real defeat of 2020. It hasn't happened yet, but we've got Mike from Laval who's ready to give it a shot and hopefully win $100 to spend at Domino's. Hey, Mike.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Is it better now?
Your sound, oh yeah, we couldn't hear you very well. It sounds okay. Better. You said you're at a job work site right now?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, thanks for taking a minute. You know how to play the game, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay,
yes, I do.
We are pulling for you. Good luck, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Thank you.
What city are you traveling to if you land at LaGuardia Airport?
New York.
What does the L stand for in LED?
Laser.
What does a tanner make?
Pass.
What city would you be in if you were shopping in Kowloon?
Morocco.
I'll be there for you, because you're there for me, too, is a line from what TV show theme?
Friends.
Sorry for the singing.
Well, I think I might have helped him.
Andy. All right. Nice work, Mike. We're going to bring Sam in from his isolated booth. All right, Sam, you're up against Mike and Laval.
Hey, Mike and Laval.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing all right, thanks. All right. Let's get the show on the road and get another win in the column, shall we?
All right. What city are you traveling to if you land at LaGuardia Airport?
New York.
What does the L stand for in LED?
Light.
What does a tanner make?
Pass.
What city would you be in if you were shopping in Kowloon?
Kowloon?
Mm-hmm.
Pass.
I'll be there for you, because you're there for me, too, is a line from what TV show theme?
Was the singing necessary?
Yes.
Friends.
What does a tanner make?
A tanner, I feel like I know this. It's...
You don't know it.
It's a...
That didn't go over so well, did
I feel
it?
Like it's an accessory something.
All right. All right, Andy, can you get a tiebreaker ready? We might need one.
Oh boy.
Be prepared.
I see what you're saying.
What city are you traveling to if you land at LaGuardia Airport? It's New York City. You're both correct on that. What does the L stand for in LED?
Light.
Oh, yeah, you weren't correct on that.
Oh, why? What did you think I said?
I missed it. I was hoping. We might not need the tiebreaker.
Oh, understood.
What does a tanner make? Understood. The answer is leather, actually.
That's okay.
I knew that. Went to a tannery in Morocco. Oh, it is the smelliest thing you've ever been to in your whole entire life.
Really?
They give you mint as you walk in because, like, you'll get sick from the smell of it.
Wow.
Mint to hold in front of your face.
Wow.
Neither one of you were correct on that. What city would you be in if you were shopping in Kowloon? It's Hong Kong.
Okay.
Neither one of you were correct on that one. And I'll be there for you because...
You're there for me too.
is a line from Friends show theme, of course. And you're both correct on that. Unfortunately, it was just the LED...
I see the light.
...question that makes Sam the winner. I'm sorry, Mike.
No problem. It was fun playing.
All right.
It's more nerve-wracking when you're on the other line.
What?
It's more nerve-wracking when you're playing.
Of course.
Yes, it is.
You're right.
It gets real.
That's what everyone says. Yeah. Everyone's like, I swear in my car I get them all right. All right, Mike, we'd love to have you try again. Have a wonderful weekend, okay?
Thank you.
All right. We needed somebody with passion. We needed somebody who was ready to take Sam down. And this text said, I want him to lose for the love of God. That was from Victoria in Ilporo. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
We're doing really good. Okay. You want him to lose, obviously.
Terribly.
Yeah.
Yes, I want to take him down.
I get it. We want you to be the one to do it. You know how to play the game?
I do.
Okay, cool. We've got 30 seconds on the clock for you, Victoria. Good luck.
Okay. What part of your body is being operated on if you're having a lobotomy?
Stomach.
Julia Roberts plays a woman that leaves a trail of fiancés at the altar in the 1999 movie. What drink's mascot was a giant pitcher with a face and arms that used to burst through the wall?
Kool-Aid.
What did protesters dump into Boston Harbor during an anti-tax party in 1773?
Paint.
What sport has competitors jump over a bar using a long, flexible stick?
Pole jump.
Julia Roberts plays a woman that leaves... There it is.
Those are long questions.
Yeah. Try to get through them all. We did.
Okay, Victoria, nice work. Sam coming back in from his isolated booth where he's listening to Rebecca Black on Friday.
Hello, Rebecca.
You're taking on Victoria.
All right, Victoria. Hello, Victoria.
Okay.
Hello.
She really wants you to lose.
Well, I'm sorry to disappoint, but I have a job to do here.
Like the rest of us, she's desperate. Okay, here we go. What part of your body is being operated on if you're having a lobotomy?
The brain.
Julia Roberts plays a woman that leaves a trail of fiancés at the altar in this 1999 movie.
Pass.
What drink's mascot was a giant pitcher with a face and arms that used to burst through the wall?
Kool-Aid.
What did protesters dump into Boston Harbor during an anti-tax party in 1773?
Tea. The tea party.
What sport has competitors jump over a bar using a long, flexible stick?
The pole vault.
Julia Roberts plays a woman that leaves a trail of fiancés at the altar in this 1999 movie.
My Best Friend's Wedding.
Wrong.
Okay. You don't call it the right answers. Right.
Let's see how you guys made out this morning. What part of your body is being operated on if you're having a lobotomy? The brain. Mm-hmm. You've been there, right, Sam?
I have one, yes.
Julia Roberts plays a woman that leaves a trail of fiancés at the altar in this 1999 movie. It's The Runaway Bride, actually.
Right, okay.
Yeah, neither one of you were correct on that one. What drink's mascot was a giant pitcher with a face and arms that used to burst through the wall? It was Kool-Aid, of course, and you both knew that.
Oh, yeah.
What did protesters dump into Boston Harbor during an anti-tax party in 1773? It was tea. And Sam guessed at that, and he was
not a guess. Yeah.
Sounded like a guess to me. Sounded like factual. A guess from here. And the last question: what sport has competitors jump over a bar using a long, flexible stick? Victoria said the pole jump. I'm accepting it. You can find that. Yeah.
Is that an official Olympic sport?
We didn't ask what an official Olympic sport was, but on the Wikipedia page for pole vaulting, it mentions pole jumping. So you're both correct on that one. You won anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you for that. Yeah, that's all that matters. All I have to say is that.
Let me give her credit for that question.
Okay, I'll give her credit too.
Oh, Victoria, you're welcome. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I will definitely try again.
Okay, good. We would love to have you. And happy Friday. Thanks so much for listening.
Happy Friday to you.
Okay, have a good one.